Hey there, and welcome back to Ginger Biz, the podcast. I'm Katie, your host, and I am thrilled to have you here with us today. Today, we're diving into understanding the distinction between managing versus leading. I'm a ginger who snaps photos, but my real jam is business. Originally from the Pacific Northwest, now kicking it on the East Coast. I'm a successful entrepreneur who wants to share my passion with the world. We will walk through my journey as an entrepreneur while balancing motherhood, a full-time executive role, and living life to its fullest. This podcast will be an educational resource on entrepreneurship, a raw, uncut look at motherhood, and a place for you to find encouragement. Whether you're exploring entrepreneurship, been at it a couple years, are a mother, a full-time employee, or just want a good laugh while learning, put your headphones on because we're diving in. I'm Katie, and I'm so excited to have you here. In the realm of organizational dynamics, the terms managing and leading are often used interchangeably, but they represent distinct approaches to guiding teams and achieving goals. While both are crucial components of effective leadership, understanding the differences between managing and leading is essential for fostering a balanced and empowered workplace culture. And please keep in mind, you know me, I do work full time. I love the organization that I'm with, but I also manage a team in my small business. So these tips and tricks can be applied in both scenarios. So first, let's define management and leadership so that we kind of have an overall view of what is what. So management revolves around the coordination and execution of tasks, processes, and resources to achieve specific objectives. It really focuses on planning, organizing, directing, and controlling activities within established parameters to ensure efficiency and effectiveness. Okay, so that's management. And then leadership, on the other hand, is more about inspiring and motivating individuals to work towards a shared vision or goal. It involves setting a compelling direction, aligning people's efforts, and empowering them to unleash their potential and creativity. All in all, my view of managing versus leading is managing, you're on the floor, maybe you're even in the weeds, and you are helping with that day-to-day operation. You're helping make sure each thing gets done. But leading is more of, but not quite exclusively, a 30,000 foot view of being able to look down and see that your team and the dynamic is all working towards the same goal without you being in the weeds, being on the ground floor with them. Now, of course, what I introduced with is that both have a place in a business, in an organization. So don't let that scare you, because if you instantly said, ooh, I'm definitely a manager, or ooh, I'm definitely a leader, that's okay, because both have their places. So let's just dive into the characteristics of management. Management is task-oriented. Managers are primarily concerned with accomplishing tasks and meeting objectives with, again, predetermined timelines and budgets. And also, management style is very, very directive. Managers provide guidance and instructions to ensure that the tasks are carried out accordingly, to really establish standards and procedures. And then management is also very transactional. Management is often transactional in its nature because focusing on the exchange of rewards and incentives for performance. And lastly, management characteristics are very like stability and control. Managers strive to maintain that stability, maintain that control within the organization by minimizing risks and deviations from the establishment's normal routine and normal approach. So then characteristics of leadership are a little bit different. They're more visionary. Leaders articulate a compelling vision for the future and inspire others to rally behind it, really fostering that sense of purpose and direction. Inspirational leaders motivate and empower individuals by fostering that positive and inclusive workplace culture where everyone feels valued and supported. They're also very transformational. Leadership is transformational, driving change and innovation by challenging the status quo and encouraging experimental approaches and growth and really just helping that individual transform into the next and better version of themselves. And then the fourth characteristic that leadership really entails is emotional intelligence. Effective leaders possess high emotional intelligence, enabling them to empathize with others, build strong relationships, and navigate complex interpersonal dynamics. So there's a lot going on there. There's a lot of different characteristics between the two. So let's transition a little bit here and dive into striking a balance, the role of managers and leaders, and how we can make it work, find that synergy, and really be the best that we can be. While management and leadership represent distinct skill sets and approaches, successful organizations recognize the importance of integrating both functions. I said that just a few minutes ago. I said that in the intro. It's so important to make sure that we are merging and finding synergy between the two. Managers provide the structure and support necessary for day-to-day operations, while leaders inspire and guide teams towards long-term goals and aspirations. So some tips for balancing management and leadership. Clarify roles and expectations. Clearly define the roles and responsibilities of managers and leaders within your organization, ensuring alignment over all objectives and priorities. This is a huge one. And then also really working towards fostering collaboration. Encourage collaboration and communication between managers and leaders, fostering a synergy and alignment across all levels of the operation. Develop leadership skills. Invest in leadership development programs to cultivate the skills and qualities needed to inspire and empower others, nurturing a culture of innovation and excellence. Empower managers. By providing managers with the autonomy and resources needed to effectively manage day-to-day operations while also fostering a culture of accountability and continuous improvement. Balancing the leading and managing is really finding the perfect rhythm to a song. Let's talk about training a new employee. At first, you take on the role of a manager. You really want to guide them through the basics, making sure that they understand the ropes and can handle routine tasks. So again, that day-to-day operation. It's like teaching them the steps of a dance, ensuring they feel confident and comfortable in that dance and in their role within that dance. Then, as they get the hang of things and they start to get their rhythm and they know the steps, it's time to pivot and switch gears. Now you want to step into that leadership role. Instead of hovering, you empower them to take the lead. You inspire and support them, encouraging their growth and independence. Together, you work towards those shared goals, like partners in a dance, each bringing their own strengths to the floor. Balancing the managing and leading isn't about guiding others. It's about fostering a culture where everyone can shine. It's about finding that perfect harmony that makes the whole team dance to the same beat for success. So this is so important. I want to kind of take it a bit farther too and talk about what it's like in my role as a manager in a private organization. For me, it's exactly what I just described. It's showing that new person, that new team member, how to do their daily tasks. So you're in the weeds with them. You're on the ground floor. You're in it to win it with them, right? So you're showing them. So for me, we are human resources department. So we're onboarding, we're recruiting, we're working on retention. So I'm on the floor with my team member, showing them how to work through our HRIS system, which for some would be like a CRM. In a small business, it's like a CRM tool. And I'm just really on the floor with them, spending hours and hours a day showing them the software, teaching them where to put the information, what information they need to put, how they need to put it, and all of that. And it's very, very hands-on, right? And then after a few weeks of that, after that team member starts to grow and develop on their own, and they start to get the hang of the overall HRS system, they can conceptualize kind of what is what and how they need to do that, then they're able to really take off on their own. And I can step back and take a more backseat approach and say, okay, so now you know how to do it. Now do it. and then make it your own. So for some, this might be that they change a little bit of the rhythm. They change a couple of the steps, but I want to trust and empower my team to be able to do that because their way may be way more efficient, way faster, way easier for the rest of the organization if I can just step back and let them have that power. And that's the beauty of it. And that's something I honestly, I'm still learning it. I'm still totally learning it. And I think for managing and leading, a lot of it also depends on the dynamic of the team that you are navigating and what their strengths and weaknesses are and areas of opportunity. So in my business with our team members, I generally start out with like an overall idea of what their position will be when I hire them. But I also, like literally I've done you probably know this by the time this episode's coming out. We've actually began to fill the positions that we have open in our business. However, we did recently had to open a position because one of our amazing team members went on to her career, which is in a law firm. And I'm so happy and so proud and so thankful for everything that she did with us. But that opened up a position on our team. So we've been interviewing. So all that to be said, I just throw that in there. We have been interviewing a lot of people lately to backfill that position. And with that, one of the conversation pieces is these are kind of the elements that I want your role to fill. However, if we find that you have different strengths or you can help me in different ways, I am so open to recalibrating a bit and shifting things around. And even in my day job, I'm that way. Like I have a recruitment and retention coordinator. I have an HR assistant. I have an HR specialist. We have all these team members. But as the team continues to grow, not only in size per body, but also in what they're doing and what they're offering and how they're offering it, I'm learning these team members' skill sets. And it's really, really beautiful because then we can build their position to support their long-term success within the organization, but also their success in the department so that less is on my plate and they're all working to their skill set or learning to work towards their skill set. Okay. So anyways, all that to be said, you do have to manage to some degree. And to me, whenever I'm managing, it almost feels like I'm micromanaging because I want to be in the weeds with them. I want to show them the ropes. I want to describe things to them. And I'm very passionate about what I do. And so I take great pride in that. And then I start to pivot away and let them, they know the vision. They know how I function to some level, and then they can start to do it on their own. And we're working towards a shared goal, which is in the organization, betterment for the organization, easier onboarding, higher retention rates, all of that, right? And then for my team members who work with us at the business, it's very similar, right? We want to get more clients, we want to grow, but also I want it to be easier for me. So that same analogy is when I'm training those new people, I'm giving them templates for marketing materials, for email campaigns, for Pinterest ads, all of that. And then once they kind of get their groove going, you can't see me right now, but I'm jazzing it up. I don't know how to dance. Let's be honest. I don't know how to dance. But once they get their own groove going and they get in their own rhythm and they have their own patterns, then they can start to pull other elements in and make it so much better. So much better. And for us, we hire team members as contractors, but for specific tasks. Now, if you were to go in and hire a social media management company, or you were to go in and hire an SEO expert, that's going to be a little bit different, but they still have to learn your business. They still have to learn your dynamic, your brand identity, all of that. So it's pretty neat. It is a very fine dance and it's a lot to learn and manage. But the joy is that every day is new and you get to learn something new every single day. You get to know your team members better. You get to know yourself better. You get to know the roles within your organization better so that then you can continually improve. So in conclusion of all of that, while managing and leading are distinct functions, they are interdependent and complementary to each other. By striking that synergy between the two, organizations can leverage the strengths of both approaches and the strengths of each individual to drive sustainable growth, innovation, and success. Whether you're a manager, a leader, or aspiring to be both, hey girl,
I hear you.
It is so important to understand the nuances of each role, and it's essential to help navigate the complexities of modern day leadership and achieving that collective success. So tell me, do you find yourself being a natural born manager or a natural born leader? Which one do you relate to more, and what elements do you want to grow into in the opposing one so that you hit that synergy balance? Shoot me a DM, leave a comment, and if you haven't yet, I absolutely would appreciate it if you drop a rating for the podcast, because it means so much to us and that's how others will find us. Guys, until next time, I'm Katie, your host of Ginger Biz the Podcast. Keep on diving in.